Hi, VoiceTubers. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm Priscilla. Our topic today is love me for who I really am. But do you have to love your partner for who they really are? This video talks about how we think love is supposed to be, fully embracing and accepting the other person, regardless of their defects. In fact, love is about helping the other person to become a better person, rather than blindly accepting all their defects. The problem is, we are not used to being taught by our partner. We tend to get defensive and feel betrayed when we're told that we did something wrong. So, if you're interested in this topic, you can check out the video and take a look at it. Now, let's get into our sentence today. Genuine love might be defined as gently and kindly helping someone to become the best version of themselves, not accepting themselves precisely as they are. So, if we really love that person, we should help them to become better, and that's what genuine love is supposed to be. Okay, let's read our sentence today one more time. This time a little bit slower. Genuine love might be defined as gently and kindly helping someone to become the best version of themselves, not accepting themselves precisely as they are. Okay, let's look at our vocabularies today. Our first word is genuine. Genuine 是形容词, 真的, 真诚的的意思。 那例句会是, this handbag is made of genuine leather, so it's pretty expensive. 这个手提包是真皮的,所以非常昂贵。 那genuine有两个意思,一个是真的,一个是真诚的。所以跟genuine真的这个意思相同的是 authentic这个字。 authentic也是形容词真的,非假冒的的意思。那例句会是, he is obsessed with 20th century clothing, which is why he is willing to spend $10,000 on an authentic 1920s dress. 他深深着迷于20世纪的服装, 这也是为什么他会花10,000美元去买一件1920年代的真品裙装。 那另一个和genuine真诚的这个意思同义的字是 sincere. Sincere也是形容词, 真诚的,忠实的的意思。 那例句会是, John was sincere about confessing his love for that lady, yet she didn't believe him. 约翰是真心诚意地向那位女士表白爱意,然而她却不相信她。 所以genuine有两个意思,真的和真诚的,所以用在什么地方可以注意一下哦。 第二个字是define, define是动词解释给什么什么下定义的意思。 例句会是, for him, the baseball team defines his identity. 对他来说,这支棒球队定义了他本身。 那有另外一个字跟define有关系的字是definite。 Definite是形容词,明确的,一定的的意思。 那例句会是, no one can make a definite decision before he comes back. 在他回来前,没有人能做一个明确的决定。 这边要注意define跟definite这两个字的发音。 首先define是重音在fine, define,后面的fine这个字是重音。 那另外是definite,definite的重音是在前面, definite。 Definite. 另外要注意的是, 这两个字都是DE, 但这两个DE的发音却不同。 Define的DE是E, define. 另外definite的DE是E, definite. 所以要注意好这两个字的发音哦。 那另一个字跟define很像的是defile。 Defile是动词, 玷污亵渎的意思。 那例句会是, the beautiful island was defiled by tourism. 这美丽的小岛被旅游业给玷污了。好,让我们看到第三个字。第三个字是gently. Gently是副词, 温柔的,温和的的意思。 那例句会是, he gently sings a lullaby for his daughter. 他温柔地唱摇篮曲给他的女儿听。 另一个和gently相关的字是gentleman。 Gentleman是名词,先生,绅士的意思。 那例句会是, she intended to raise her son to be a perfect gentleman. 她企图将她儿子养成一位完美的绅士。 那下一个字是version, Version 是名词版本一本的意思。Her brother looks so much like her that I almost believe he's the male version of her. 他哥哥跟他长得好像，我几乎相信他是他的男生版本。那另一个和 version 相关的字是 verse。Verse 是名词，诗、韵文的意思。例句是 They are required to write a play in verse for their English project. 他们的英文作业要求他们必须用诗写一部剧。那另一个相关的字是 versus。Versus 是介系词，对、对抗的意思。那也经常会简写成 VS 或 VS 点或 V。那要注意的是不会缩写成 V 点 S 点，这是错误的用法哦。那例句会是 Everyone is looking forward to the big game of the Yankees versus the Red Sox tonight. 每个人都很期待今晚洋基对红袜的大赛。好，那我们来到了今天最后一个单字 Precisely. Precisely 是副词精确的、明确的的意思。那例句会是I will instruct you on precisely how to do this. Don't you worry about it. 我会明确地指示你该怎么做，你别担心了。那和 precisely 相似的字是 exactly. Exactly 是副词，精确地、完全地、恰好地的意思。那例句会是 What can I do? Her reaction is exactly the opposite of what I expected. 我该怎么办？她的反应恰恰跟我所预期的相反。那另外一个字也是相似的意思，叫做 accurately。accurately 是副词，准确的、精准的、正确无误的。那例句会是 The best employees are those who work quickly and accurately. 最好的员工是那些做得又快又正确的。Okay, that's all for today. Hope you enjoy today's pronunciation challenge and have a wonderful day. Today's question is,What do you think about genuine love? Please feel free to share your answer and leave a comment below. Thank you. Bye-bye.